Hi, beautiful soul. Welcome back to your Monday angel message from me, Rachel Skoltok, Angel Medium. I've got some beautiful cards for you. So let's get started with the message for the week ahead, which is the 1st of July till the 8th of July. I'm using the Angel Wisdom Tarot, but I've got some extra cards, and I've also got a special card pull for you at the end where you get to choose your own message. So let's see what the angels have to say this week. Now, this week, we're working with a bunch of different angels. We're working with Archangel Michael for our protection to help clear away those draining and negative influences from our lives, helping us to connect with the truth. Archangel Gabriel, for those of you who are on the journey of finding your purpose, you're looking for fulfillment, maybe you're building your spiritual business, or you're stepping onto the path of searching. You know, that's an important moment, even though it can be frustrating. If you're looking for what your next steps are or what your purpose is, Gabriel is the one to help us. We also have Shamuel to help you find what you're looking for, Archangel Shamuel, and Archangel Ariel, the angel of abundance. So we're going to call in those four angels and ask what the message is, what the energy is like this week, what we most need to know. Now, we've already learned that the energy of July is going to be much more positive and a lot lighter than May and June were. May and June have been really particularly intense because it's been all about drawing your attention to things that you need to change. It's like ripping the blindfold off, being able to see exactly what you need to see so you know the truth is power, and you can make a decision. Now, that's been hard, right? Because sometimes we don't want to see the truth, or when we see the truth, it's not what we want to hear. But at the same time, it means that it's down to you, because we always, you know, people tend to think that we're not in charge of our own destiny, but we are. So when you know how to watch what everything is, you can make a decision, and you need to follow your intuition. You need to be discerning. Like, everything might not be roses and lollipops, but at least if you know the truth, you can move forward and you can make the best decision for your highest good, which brings the most peace and the least drama, that guides you on the path that is best for you and your loved ones, and that feels the best. You know, sometimes we've got to go for the option that feels the best. What brings that feeling of peace? What brings that feeling of calm, rather than, yeah, drama? Drama, well, none of us want drama, do we? We don't want drama. Okay, although some people are addicted. All right, angels, what guidance do you have for us for this week, the first week in July 2024? Oh, I'm loving it already, and I'm mind blown as well. All right, they're telling me to pull another card from the Archangel Michael deck. These are all Redly Valentine decks so far. Wow, our angels are really, really with us. Okay, let's begin with card number one. The first card out is important because it's giving you a snapshot. It's like the angels are saying, this is what you need to know. This is where you're at right now. This is the dreamer. It's Archangel Metatron, and he has come through a doorway into a new reality. This is what the solstice did for us. If you still want to grab that solstice activation, it's fine to use it now, even though it's a couple of weeks later. That was a powerful, powerful healing. You can do that. Or any guided meditation or anything that will help you to let go of what no longer serves you. You've opened a doorway. The angels have helped us with this, where we're moving into a new reality. Now, the angels are showing me that right now you might be feeling a bit confused. Like, well, I've left something behind, but I don't know what's next. Or if I decide to leave something behind and I don't know what the next thing is, I'm worried. Well, maybe, you know, I need validation. Am I on the right path? Don't worry, that is coming. It's okay. Keep the faith and trust yourself, trust your angels, trust your intuition. You need to put the fear aside. You know, sometimes when we make a big change, the only thing that we can see in our mind is fear. Oh my God, what's next? Oh no, what if this happens? What if that happens? What if I've made a mistake? What if it was the wrong thing to do? Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And don't let anyone else's fear seep into your energy and into your consciousness. Hold on to your truth. and keep walking forward. Everything is going to be okay. If you haven't already taken the leap of faith, the angels are encouraging you to do it now. Now, your leap of faith could be, I'm leaving this toxic job and I'm ready to look for my divine life purpose. It might be, I'm leaving this relationship that no longer fits for me and I'm ready to move on my own. Or it might be, I'm not sure what I'm going to do next. I'm going to do some research to find out, because the research, once you put a foot on that path, things start to move. It's like you're showing commitment to the universe. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if I'm thinking, for instance, of moving interstate, now would be the time for me to start Googling house prices or rental prices and the places I'm thinking about looking into removalist companies, not necessarily doing anything yet, but finding out the information, because your heart will show you the way. All right. The block card, what's blocking you? You might be feeling like you're in a state of limbo. Now, the angels have already given us a nod towards that. That state of limbo is not going to go on forever. It's a temporary state. And it's actually, you know, it's the moment you plant a seed in the ground and then you start watering it and you let the sun shine on that soil. You're not expecting to get up the next morning and see a full-grown sunflower in your garden, are you? Like, you know there's going to be a pause whilst all the necessary ingredients and things fall into place that work the magic on that seed. It's the same with your life. Sometimes our ego, our inner impatience will go, all right, I've done it. So where's the results? Where's the new job? Where's the abundance? Where's the next relationship? Where's my ideal house or apartment? Where's the big queue of clients waiting to buy things from my business? but it's true, that's what we're like, isn't it? And so this card is saying to you, and this is Shamuel, did we not invoke Archangel Shamuel? This is a temporary pause in action. Look at the man, he's hanging upside down. Now, he's not having a terrible time, he's actually got a smile on his face. There are things falling out of his pockets, things he doesn't need. Things are coming to light that he needs to know. He's emptying out the stuff. So this would be a good time, if you're in pause motion, go and declutter something. Declutter your emails. Get all those old receipts out of your wallet. It's end of financial year here in Australia, so it'll be a good time to do your tax. Check through your bank account. Make sure you're not spending, you haven't got any old subscriptions that you're still signed up for that you don't want. Declutter, let things come to light, do the research, but don't push forward too hard if you're feeling that limbo, because this is temporary. It's a moment of awakening. It's like there is something you need to see, do, hear about, know about, learn about that is going to help your journey moving forward. And so don't be in such a panic to rush to fill that hole. All right. So if you're feeling stuck, it could be for a reason. This could be a time to be asking your angels for guidance. Angels, please give me the guidance for my next steps, but also help me to feel patient and supported whilst I'm waiting. Now, if you notice, these cards have the brown outline. This means they're major arcana cards, which means they're like the main stars of the tarot deck. And we've got three out of four that I pulled are major arcana. So that means this is huge life purpose stuff. We're at a turning point, a pivotal point in the ascension process, in your life story, in your soul journey, collectively and by yourself. So here we have a little bit of guidance for you. They've already heard and answered your prayers. This is Archangel Jeremiah. Jeremiah, you may have remembered from my previous videos, is the angel who helps us when we're at a crossroads in our life. Now, when you're at a crossroads in your life, it can be incredibly stressful, and the angels know that, but it's also very hopeful, because not knowing what's next isn't such a terrible thing according to the spiritual realm. Yes, our ego wants to control everything. It wants to know everything ahead of time, but that's not possible. Our soul and our spirit knows that the emptying out is a necessary moment. The exhale is just as important as the inhale. the emptying out, when you don't know, when you're completely unsure about what the path looks like, is because a new path is being built for you. And it's unlike anything you've walked before in the best possible way. Your life is moving from, it's okay, or it's not so great, or it's good, to great, amazing, fabulous, soul aligned, abundant, joyful, full of love. The things that you have learned in the first half of this year and beyond that are starting to help you to move forward and to choose what is for your highest good. You're following your inner compass, your soul. You're hearing your intuition. You're hearing your angels. They're sending you tons of signs, by the way. So here we might have Archangel Jeremiah. He says, it's okay to be at this crossroads. I am here to help you. This is the renewal card. And this is saying, you know, when we said about decluttering, emptying out your purse from all the things you don't need in there. And you need to also do that at a soul level. This is start looking at your past and just letting go of the things you don't need anymore. Don't carry the baggage of resentment, grudges. Why did that happen to me? That's not fair. With you into this next stage. It's very normal. It's part of life to have this kind of realization about, say you suddenly realize that someone's been treating you badly. And you get to that point and you go, oh my gosh, this has been going on for so long. I didn't even realize it. I've just seen what's really happening. I'm going to leave this job, this situation, and I'm going to move on to something better. Yay. That's the point. The angels have gone. They've got the message. She got the message. He got the message. And then you ruminate, oh, why did I put up with that? Oh no, that person's so awful. Oh no, they shouldn't have done that to me. If you carry all of the no, oh, that's awful with you, you're going to blemish what's coming next. So they're saying to you, view your past with compassion and forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about saying, oh, it's okay that you treated me so badly. It's fine. Forgiveness is, I'm no longer going to carry the toxic energy and the emotions of resentment just because you treated me badly. It's not okay, but I'm forgiving and moving on for my own health and well-being. And I'm not going to carry your baggage on my shoulders anymore. That's forgiveness. And you've got to forgive yourself as well for having been through it, right? If you knew what it was going to be like, you wouldn't have done it. So this is healing time. It's time to move in a brand new direction. But Archangel Jeremiah has shown up in front of this group and he's saying, you can't go through the gateway until you've dropped all your resentment and unforgiveness. Otherwise, you're just going to repeat the process. So as you drop all of the woes and the grudges and the unforgiveness, you will suddenly feel the windscreen cleaning, right? Your third eye will suddenly sparkle. And you'll get clarity about what your next steps are, what your purpose is, where to go, what to do. That's your job this week. You're cleaning up the windscreen. You're cleaning up the third eye. You're saying, I don't want to carry this negativity and fear with me anymore. And I refuse that it's going to influence and write on the script of my future. All right, so what's the outcome card? I love this for you. This is Archangel Zadkiel. Zadkiel's been showing up a bit lately. Zadkiel is the angel of the violet flame. So why not do a violet flame meditation to clear away the past? I've got the deep angelic clearing meditation on my free angel library. Go over to rachelsgoldtop.com. I'll put the link in the caption or the comments. I've also got it's a replay of a violet flame workshop and a deep guided meditation from last year, which you could do as well. And that's on my attunements page. So if you click work with me on my website, attunements, I'll put that in the comments as well. So this is you returning to see the new beginning. They look like children, but it's really showing you the purity of your soul. You know, the joy of childhood, the innocence, the love, the ability to be in awe. Standing in a field of buttercups with a little puppy, Zadkiel is there. There's a beautiful home. This is home, security, warmth, joy, friendship, and all of the little cups are full. And there's water as well. So it's showing you that things coming back into balance and you having this new beginning where you feel that lightness of spirit, just like a child. So this could be that you're revisiting an idea that you set aside a long time ago. You're going back to, you know, when we're in childhood, we're pure. So think about, what did you want to do and be when you grew up? Maybe there's a little kind of seed in that that will help you understand what you need today. Or what did you enjoy? What brought you joy when you were a child? For me, music, horse riding, you know, getting outside in nature. I would just go out in nature and disappear for hours and hours on end, enjoying the birds and the insects and the lizards and the flowers. So those are the things that still bring me joy now, because that's what my soul was drawn to as a child. So what is it for you? Put it in the comments. What lights you up? So embracing your inner child, healing your inner child, and finding a new way of being that brings that joy of life back out again. All right, so that's the outcome for the week. That's pretty strong. Now, they did give us a special bit of inspiration. Someone new is coming in. So this could be life partner, business partner, someone you've been looking to teach you, mentor you, heal you. Someone new is coming in that's going to bring blessings into your life. Important new relationship is on the horizon. Open your mind and heart so that the happiness can enter your life now. I love that for you. All right, are you ready to pick your card, your personal card? Do you know what? Okay, angels, which is the best one to use? We'll just shuffle these up and see. All right, these are John Holland's Psychic Tarot deck, and actually a favorite of mine. I usually only use them for myself, but you guys get to pick a card. So do you want to go ask the angels, what guidance do you have for me this week, angels, about? Ask for a subject. Now, the card on my right is this one. Do you feel drawn to this one? Or do you feel drawn to this one, the one on my left? Which one feels more drawn? Okay. So the one on my left is this one, patience and planning. Now that is very much like the card we got a second ago in the reading, the awakening. This is a time for not necessarily moving forward, but have patience, plan, visualize, put your vision board into order, affirm, pray, have patience, because what you want is building. This is the number 7, keep going, you're on the right track. And there's gold abundance in there. It's beautiful. So the angels are helping you to build what you want, but you have to make the plan. You can't just say, oh, you do it for me. If you pick the one on my right, this one is fulfillment of wishes. Isn't this unusual? We've also got two waterfalls instead of two pillars. We've got this beautiful spiritual figure with a chest of treasure, a flower, and these gorgeous waterfalls. So this is a number 9, completion. What you want is well and truly on its way. Keep visualizing and keep saying thank you. It's with you. All right. I'm sending you so much love, so much, so much love. And remember to ask your angels for help with everything. A couple of announcements. I have just put my angel numbers PDF, which is a little ebook, all about how to understand the angel numbers that you're receiving. It's beautifully done and put together. You can download it for free. Go to my website. When you go to my website, on any page, a little square will pop up and it will say, sign up here for the free angel numbers guide, and you will get it in your inbox within minutes. I've got an event coming up in the end of July, which is called How to Release Energy Thieves. We're talking about narcissistic negative relationships, toxic relationships, and anything or anyone that is an energy thief in your life. I'm going to teach you how to cut cords with the help of the angels, so you've got that skill moving forward. But I'm also going to take you through a guided soul journey, deep energetic cleanse with Archangel Michael, to sever the cords and reclaim your energy from anything that is draining your energy, including any energy thieves in your life. This is very powerful for healing relationships, for healing after difficult relationships, and teaching you about how to protect and look after your sensitive energy. So if you'd like to join that link, it's on Early Bird right now. Link is in the caption and the comments. And I'm so looking forward to seeing you at that next event. Have a great week.